Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We've completed the Ayatul Kursi. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is the ayat of Surah Baqarah, which is the king of all the ayats of the Quran Sharif. There is no other ayat in the Quran Sharif like that ayat, that is Ayatul Kursi. And in which house Ayatul Kursi is read, Shaitan vacates that place and goes away. Shaitan, the workings of Shaitan are, when he comes in a place, at the beginning he makes things seem very enjoyable, lot of fun and very lot of excitement, etc. Like for example, the family all together watching TV, they are all enjoying it, laughing, they eating in front with one another, or sharing food, etc. Then even friends and other families come all watching together, and lot of fun and excitement. And then after that, some affair starts between the husband and the wife's best friend, or the husband's best friend and the wife. And then all that evil comes out. And then Shaitan shows his ugly head. And then all the fighting, divorce, children left without anyone caring for them. So that is how Shaitan works in all matters. That he first makes things look very rosy and nice. And then he shows his ugly head. And then a person, normally also, a person doesn't get tawfiq of tawbah. He goes down that road and he goes more and more into evil. And even the solution, he looks at the harmful things, the poison, he looks at that as the solution. So we should be very careful. On the other hand, when malaika enter a place, that house in which Quran Sharif is recited, the shayateen vacate that place, malaika come. Mm-hmm. When the malaika come, their system of working is at the beginning, things seem like very boring. There is no excitement, no fun, reading Quran, reading namaz, performing namaz, etc. No mixing of men and women, no music, no all the sports, entertainment, nothing. It looks like that. But very soon, if we persevere, then Allah puts that great peace of mind in the heart, great consolement, and a person feels in his heart greatly at ease. And then he sees in deen, now Allah Ta'ala makes it, he sees his full success in deen. And he finds now enjoyment in his namaz, in his tilawat, in everything. Now, no more it's like a boredom, but it's an enjoyment it has become. So one of the ways to get that is to read Ayatul Kursi in our house. At least at night when we go in sleep, we should read Ayatul Kursi. When we lock our doors, we should read Ayatul Kursi and lock our doors. In one other riwayat it comes that Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose nickname was Abul Mundir. Oh Abul Mundir, which is the greatest ayat in the Quran Sharif? Immediately he said, Ayatul Kursi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so pleased, patted him on his chest and said, Mubarak to you, your knowledge that you have got, that you have understood that Ayatul Kursi is the greatest and the king of all ayat. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they all say that there is no ayat like Ayatul Kursi in the Quran Sharif. And the first part of Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum, is ism-e-azam. That is, those names of Allah which you take, and then whatever you make dua, whatever you do, Allah puts 100% success in there, and it is fully accepted. All that is required from our side for that, we have that with us, is the yaqeen, the full trust on it. And the other, to be free of guna. And it's very easy to be free of guna, just make tawbah istighfar. Once you make tawbah and istighfar sincerely, you are free of guna. And have this yaqeen in our heart that this is ism-e-azam, by which our du'as will get accepted. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was given the great miracle of bringing the dead back to life, he used the same words, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi'idhnillah Qum. He read these words and said, by the command of Allah, stand. And the dead person came back to life. When Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam wanted the throne of Bilqis to be brought to him, the person who was going to bring it, he used the same words also, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. So these are very great words, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. They are one of the greatest names and sifats, attributes of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So Allah has given us this great ayat, which is in the rest of the Quran there is no ayat like that. And in no other scriptures before was such an ayat revealed. Allah has given us this great ayat. And from the ayat, the greatest thing, which is our Ism-e-Azam, is that we recognize Allah, who Allah is. Not what we think who Allah is, but as Allah has introduced Himself in Ayatul Kursi and has told us who He is, that we have that knowledge, and then we have that yaqeen, and then we build our contact with Allah Ta'ala with Ayatul Kursi. It is a very great ayat which Allah has given us, full of blessings, virtues, barakat, full our securities and Ayatul Kursi. Mufti Rafi Usmani Rahmatullah Ali, who just passed away last week or so, when he was going back on his journey back to home, Pakistan, then he told us, you read Ayatul Kursi, I will also read. You blow on me and I will blow on you. And in this way then, we are also protected, and the person going on the safar, the journey, going through airports, immigration, customs, etc., security, everything, Allah will make everything easy for that person. So Ayatul Kursi, we should try and make it very much part of our life. In every aspect, all the time, wherever we can, try and read Ayatul Kursi, lot of barakat. It doesn't cost us anything, and no insurance policy in the world can do what Ayatul Kursi will do. Insurance policies, they can't prevent the harm. After the harm is caused, the first thing they look for some loophole, they look in the fine print not to pay out. But the Ayatul Kursi and the protection which is in Deen doesn't allow the harm to happen in the first place. Mm. And not only that the harm doesn't happen, a protection is also given and barakat also is given. It increases all the good, all the amal of Deen, gives full protection and increases the good, the barakat, every goodness, rahmat of Allah, more security that comes. So we should learn our deen, practice our deen, and reap the full benefits. Also, we should remember that deen is not only for akhirat. The first place of deen, the benefits are in this dunya. To live a very carefree, peaceful life. Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha, falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah. Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi makes the tarjuma, explains it, that those who live a life of deen, we will give them an enjoyable, a pleasurable life in this dunya. Then of course the rewards are in the akhirat. But the benefits of deen, we think that for the dunya's life, we have to live how other people are living. What is in the vogue? What other people are doing, what the media tells us, what other people are doing, and we have to live our life like that. And deen is one corner in our life. When it's namaz time, we make namaz, we keep roza, and that is all. Now, deen is the first thing. There is no other way of life. Not what the people say, not what is current, not what the people want. Deen is a complete way of life, and we must live by that. Then we'll see the great benefits of deen for our dunya, and then for our deen also, and our akhirat also. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.